Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. It's your boy BTG filling in for, well, you know what? At this point, I don't even think it's not even an official fill-in. Like, I think I'm a part of the team by now. I should be a part of the team by now. Well, you're hearing this voice. That means Jamie Mack didn't show up. You know, it's bum-ass Eagle fans. That's just what they do. You know, JP didn't show up. 49er fans, that's just, you know, that's just what they do too, you know what I mean? So, man, I feel like they just doing a disservice to y'all. I feel like they slacking, man. It's just like the 49ers offseason. They just slacking, man. They not picking it up. Shout out to Carlos Hyde though. I might have to snatch him on my fantasy this year. Okay, that's probably about the only offense them niggas got. So yeah, man, I'm gonna hit y'all real briefly with some NFL, a lot of NFL news. Well, not a lot of NFL news. I mean, but basically the main offseason story. We're gonna talk some college football. I mean, it's football season, so why not? If you're looking forward to hearing some baseball news from me, disappointment. Like I sent in some hate mail, or not even hate mail. It was a reply to Jamie Mack when they were saying you can't be a full fan if you don't like all the sports. If you're not a bait, if you don't have a look. Technically, I mean by default, I'm a Dodgers fan, aka the Doyers. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't watch baseball. I just don't. You know, I'm mainly a basketball and a football guy. You know. So I didn't, you know, I don't take, you know, like I said, man, when it comes to the city of LA, we just got, you know, some football teams back here. No, I'm not switching to no goddamn Rams or no goddamn Chargers. We don't even want the Chargers here, but we just got two football teams here. Almost had the damn Raiders if it wasn't for the goddamn Jerry Jones blocking us. So, you know, we pretty much a basketball city. And I'm not going to lie, we like baseball out here, too. They love them some Dodgers. They definitely love the Angels. It's definitely split out here. But then, you know, you go up north and, you know, them niggas love the Giants. But that's not, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about football because we just had a game the other night. Who was it? It was the Cardinals in Dallas. I mean, it's a teaser. We'll take it. Me personally, I think we can go without the preseason. To me, you know what I'm saying? It'll definitely help because I mean, every year we get a, you know, I ain't gonna say just a star player, but you have key players that get hurt in the preseason. So we can go without that. I'm pretty sure we could wait it out until the second week of September for some football. As far as the pros, you know, the week before is all college mayhem. Anybody out there listening to this show, I'm going to invite you now in the future, next year, man. Every year, me and my fellas go out to Vegas for a college football opening weekend. We go out there and gamble and just chill, buy up some wings, get some drinks, and we just chill, talk, you know, we talk music. Basketball, but we sit up there gambling back and forth watching college football. It's like Christmas, man. It's like Christmas with just the fellas. Well, let's get back to it, man. Like I said, your original host, they didn't show up. You know what I'm saying? Last time the Philadelphia been relevant, I want to say Donovan McNabb. You know what I'm saying? And then the last time the 49ers was relevant, I want to say Kaepernick was was the starting quarterback, which leads me to, you know, basically the main story of the show. We're going to talk cap in a big way. Now, sources have said that the Ravens has been in contact with Kaepernick for the past week or so. And like I said before, in the intro, I can do without preseason. Why? Because it's not a year that goes by where we don't lose a key player. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not for my team, it's for somebody else's team. This year, it's Ryan Tannehill. And he just recently got hurt in Miami. And Baltimore, you knew Joe Flacco, you know, he had back surgery and he's healing pretty slow. So he's going to be out for about, you know, I want to say 3 to 4 games, maybe, you know, 3 to 4 games. Tannehill's out for the year, you know. So these are definitely two franchises that definitely need a starting quarterback. Now, I'm looking at the Ravens depth chart, right? They got Ryan Mallett. Y'all might know him. He used to be on the New England roster, but he came from Arkansas. They got Dustin Vaughn, an undrafted rookie from West Texas A&M. Then they got Josh Woodrum, undrafted from Liberty University. You don't know these niggas. Miami depth chart. I'm pretty sure a lot of cats know about Matt Moore from Oregon State. He was also undrafted. David Falls from San Jose State. Big ups to the Cali boy. And then we got Brandon Doty from Western Kentucky. Now, that Western Kentucky team that he was on last year, Western Kentucky had a run and gun offense. You know what I'm saying? But that, you know, it doesn't really mean anything once you get over there to the league. And he's like third or fourth on the depth chart. You know what I mean? So I say that to say this. Both teams are still in contact with Kaepernick. Now, Miami pulls this goddamn curveball and calls up Jay Cutler. Out of all the quarterbacks, now there's not a lot in the pool. And everybody has said Kaepernick is basically the cream of the crop of free agency quarterbacks right now. Jay Cutler retired and he planned on, you know, sitting in the booth talking that shit. I don't know why and I don't know how, because the nigga personality is very, very, very dull. But Miami called, and I think they are close to signing him. And not only that, Jay Cutler has said he has found mutual interest in playing for the Dolphins. His former offensive coordinator is there, and, you know, that they used to be there when he was with the Bears, and he feels like, you know, they could rekindle that relationship and he could do some things. Look, check it out. You play in the AFC East, okay? Everybody knows you're basically fighting for second place. New England, you know, they basically got that, okay? They had a winning record last year, which means they competed. I will give them that. They did compete. They did come in second. They went 10-6, okay? The same thing with the Ravens, but they're in a different type of position because they went 8-8, so they was right at 500. And the thing about it is, that is a grimy. When I mean grimy, that is a grimy division. You know, it's always a three-headed monster between them, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. You know, you can count the Browns out. But it's always a three-man race between those squads. And they can't afford to, you know, like I said, if Flacco was out between 2 to 4 games, they can't afford to go 0-2, 0-3, and 0-4. No, 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 no. Not behind Cincinnati. They might not catch Cincinnati. They definitely not going to catch Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? And they too came in second, you know, in that division. So my thing is, what's stopping them? Now, the Ravens owner has come out and said that, you know, it's a business type of thing, you know. The GM wants cap. The coach said he wanted a cap. It was a source said that Flacco said he wouldn't mind having cap on the team as a backup because he knows that is the best option. But the owner is scared to lose money. He's scared to lose that revenue. He's scared to lose them endorsements and the future relationships down the road if he signs a cat that stood up for his right. You know, he's afraid that he's going to lose some jersey sales. You know, he's not going to fill the seats up. I'm going to tell you like this. If you winning, them niggas is going to come. They going to come or they going to come back. So I'm like, you worried about losing money, you better be worried about losing these damn games while Flacco not here. And even though he's projected to come back a month into the season, he's projected to come back, you still don't want to... Look, I don't know how severe the pain is or, you know, if they're actually... If they saying a month is all he really needs, okay then. But if they're just trying to push it or rush it and say he can, you know, he's able to play in a month, I'm not playing around with no back injury. You know what I mean? You got to look. And then there's going to have the excuse. They're going to throw out the excuse that basically they don't have an offense to fit Kaepernick. Will you design something? Are you just let him go out there and use his talent? Because right now, out of those six quarterbacks that I said for each team, that's not going to get it done. Baltimore, Miami, that's not going to get it done. Like I said, Ravens got a lot on the line because you got that dog fight with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Miami, we already know, you just fighting to stay in second place. You know, the Jets ain't far behind. The Bills ain't no chumps either. And, you know, come... You know, late, you know, when we get to December and we start talking about who's going to sneak into those wild card spots, you might want to, yeah. And this is the thing, man. Miami, I don't know why you would want to go to Jay Cutler. I have no idea why. The Broncos don't want him back. Shout out to JL from the Brothers Lehman, Sports Happy Hour. He's a lifelong Broncos fan. He definitely didn't want him. Okay. He in Chicago, he stunk it up. So it's like, you know, I don't get it. I don't get it. I can now look, I'm not gonna say I don't understand. I do understand that on the business standpoint, you're tiptoeing a little bit. But do you care about your franchise and do you care about your fans? Yeah, I get it. Some of them fans is not going to like the decision. But at the same time, fans like to win. Them fans want to be, and then diehard fans. You know what? I got to take a shot at Baltimore fans. You want to know why? Because half of them niggas, if not most of them, they used to be the Cleveland Brown fans. They did, you know, because that Baltimore team used to be the Cleveland Browns before they brought Cleveland Browns back. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, man, I was never the one that said I was going to strike and not watch the games or anything like that. I wasn't that person. You want to know why? I have my own reason, you know? We didn't say we were going to stop watching the NFL. We weren't going to start watching the NFL games when they slapped Ben Roethlisberger on the wrist twice. You know what I'm saying? Alleged rape cases. You know what I'm saying? The former Eagles wide receiver, what's his name? I can't think of his name right now. But the white boy that was over there, you know, when he out there in the stands calling white people niggas and shit like that, and he still... He still got on the field, you know? So I'm not... Look, if you don't want to watch the games, go ahead. I support that too. But deeply inside, man, I really feel like Cap is going to play this year. You know, I feel like he's going to be on the field at some point. I don't know for who. And, you know, football is football. I don't wish anybody, you know, any harm or anything like that. But injuries happen, bro. Now, at one point, I was upset at my squad. I'm a Raiders fan. Until we just signed EJ Manuel. And, I mean, it's a talk. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I'd rather have Cap than EJ. You know what I'm saying? EJ had a better college career, but Cap shown that he could pretty much be a starter for some of these teams. Now, the reason why I was kind of upset, because, you know, my starting quarterback got hurt last year, which caused us to go out in a wild card round against Houston. Bro, we could not move the ball through the air, you know? We couldn't at all. We couldn't our backup quarterbacks was out there looking like seven cans of shark shit, you know what I mean? And I know Cap, I'm not saying Cap would have got us over that hump and we would have went to go on to the next round. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he would have gave us a better chance. And I think he would give Miami a better chance. I think he would give Baltimore a better chance of staying in the game. Can he be he's not going to be the starter all season for Baltimore. We know that. He could possibly be the starter all season for Miami, depending how good he plays. You know, how many games they let him start. You know what I mean? And let's not act stupid. He definitely can go to Cleveland. You know, I mean, if the Rams wasn't so, they so sold on they quarterback over there in Goff, and I get it, y'all drafted him high, but you know, he got about one or two more seasons, and I'm like, yo, he can go too. He can go too, but Cap can definitely be on the bench as a backup quarterback for damn near every team in the league right now. You know, maybe a handful of teams he can start for, but definitely all teams in the league, he could be a backup quarterback. You know, and that's where I stand, man. Like I said, I'm not going to sit up there and say, like, I'm not going to watch any game. I'm a diehard Raider fan. I was born and raised one. And I'm ready to see my team take it to the next level again this season and see what they got. We got Marshawn Lynch over there. We're ready to do our thing. And, you know, plus, you know, in a couple of years, you know, we'll be moving to Sin City, you know. So definitely excited for that. I don't like messing with history, but it is what it is. Yeah, man, so I'm excited for this season. I'm a football head. I'm a basketball head. So I look forward to the season. And like I said, I definitely think Cap is going to get on the field. Now that we're done with that, I want to move on to college. College football, like I said, to me is Christmas. It's Christmas. And I just wanted to point out some key games that'll be going on this year. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people is into college football. Just like it's a lot of people that watch, you know, the NBA, but they don't really watch college basketball. Maybe it's too many players, too many unknowns or whatever, and they don't really get known until they get to the draft or if they're really like standouts or get to the league and have a breakthrough and stuff like that. But I'm a cat that watches football and basketball from Pop Warner, AAU, all the way to high school, all the way to college, and then into the pros. You know, I follow some of these players. So I just wanted to point out some key games. Of course, I'm going to point out, got to be a little biased here coming to the West Coast. We lost to these cats last year at their crib, but we get to play them again. First game of the season against Texas A&M. They come to the Rose Bowl this year to play my UCLA Bruins. That's a key game, but we play on a Sunday, which is kind of weird. We got two games on a Sunday. But I'm not going to argue because, shit, the following Sunday is opening day for the NFL. So they feeding us a lot from, I think, starting Wednesday. I think from all the way from the first to the third. We got some games. Actually, before the first. We got some games that Wednesday all the way into the third. That Sunday, we got some football games. I'm not sure if we have a Monday game or not. Then, of course, the following weekend is the NFL. But that's a key game. The biggest key game out there is, of course, the Florida State and the Alabama matchup. That's going to be a tough one right there. I hate Alabama. I hate everything about Alabama. Florida State, I don't really care too much for, but I guess I'm going to have to be rooting for them because I just definitely hate Alabama. Some key Heisman standouts, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold over there at the bum-ass USC squad. They play USC opens up against, I think, I forgot who they open up against, actually. Because I don't keep up with them bum ass niggas. But they probably playing somebody weak. I think it might be Western Michigan. I think it's Western Michigan or Central Michigan. One of them Michigans. And then Lamar Jackson, he opens up against Purdue. I'm predicting this nigga might have 1,000 yards all purpose. and then Michigan and Florida, that's a semi. Florida hasn't been the college football team of the old days, you know, with Tim Tebow and all the rest of them cats. Nah, it's not that anymore, but it's still going to be a good matchup between Michigan and Florida. And then I want to give a special shout out, man. Look, as a kid, man, my dream school was UCLA. As an adult, I went to D.C. I visited Howard University, you know, HBCU, man. I fell in love with it. You could just feel the history when you step on campus. I went to the gym, went to the field, went to certain buildings and things like that, the library, cafeteria. Just took a tour around the campus, man, and it's just something that wasn't taught to me when I was young. I mean, I watched A Different World, you know, that was as HBCU as I got. But nobody really just set me down and told me about these historical black colleges, man. And that's just one thing that I regret, is not knowing that information, because I definitely would have chose one of those universities over, you know, UCLA. You know, and I'm not saying that I did go to UCLA, but UCLA was my dream school because that was the first university that I ever touched foot on in middle school. But man, we got the arrival. And they've been bumped up in a D1 slot since, what, last year or the year before? But, man, we got some HBCU matchups to that Saturday. You know, TCU plays against Jackson State. You know, Jackson State, stand up. Grambling State plays Tulane. Grambling State, stand up. Howard University, which was the university that I visited. I want to say that, you know, that's second on my list. Maybe even first. I could put Howard before UCLA. I could do that. It's a black university. Howard plays UNLV. And they play in Vegas. And I will be in Vegas, but I won't be attending the game, though. I mean, hey, it might be an option. It definitely might be an option if we get frisky. And who else? Oh, and then Bethune-Cook plays Miami. So shout out to the HBCUs, man. I think that's just awesome. I ain't gonna even lie. When I used to play, when they did come out, when EA Sports did have the NCAA football games, I used to create all the historical black colleges. No lie. I used to create all of them and then put them in the same conference or whatever. And it was dope. It was dope. I played with Howard in the dynasty before, man, and I just got so much respect for the universities, and I'm glad they're on the level where they get to play these D1, these top-notch D1 football teams now. You know what I mean? So that's dope, man. So that was pretty much my take on the upcoming season in the pros and in college. Like I said, I'm a Raiders fan, so I project us to win our division in the AFC West. I give us about 12 or 13 wins. Super Bowl predictions. You know what? I'm going to save that. I'm going to save all the predictions and all the division winners, conference winners, for when I'm invited on the show with Jamie Mack and his counterpart. I don't like Golden State and I hate San Francisco, so I refuse to say his partner name. And you know what? Until I get invited, I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to say Jamie Mack name because I'm just going to get on his nerves. But I'm going to save all that until the episode that I'm on with those guys. You know what I mean? College too. And then that's it. I think I'm going to go out on a couple of notes. Basketball, NBA. Weber State is going to retire Damian Lillard's jersey. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? I think he deserves it. And then continuing in college football, Hugh Freeze. Now, if you don't know who Hugh Freeze is, you definitely got to go look him up. I know Giannis is going to like this because this is just one of those, air quotes, Christian cats that they speak that good word, man. But this cat, man, I don't want to give too much away because I want y'all to go out there and do your own research on who this guy is. He's a head, well, former head coach of Ole Miss. He recently stepped down from the team because he was making a lot of, and this is the, look, bro, if you're going to get caught, man, get caught. I guess there's no right way to get caught, but if you're going to get caught like a G. Don't get caught like a dumbass. This man was, not only was he making numerous phone calls to this escort service, right? Real freaky cat, man. But he was using the university's phone. Like, nigga, you never seen The Wire? Like, go get a burnout phone. What does your wife think? Now, you can't use, I get it, you can't use your personal phone because your wife is going to catch you. But you don't use a university. You don't use the phone in the coach's office that's attached. The bill goes to the school. It goes to the school. And the AD checked the records, bro. And it's a lot of phone calls, y'all. I mean, and it's some lengthy ones. Like, it's some long ones out there. So, yeah, y'all go check that article out. I think they're currently looking for an interim coach right now. That's a major football program too. So yeah. And then on the last note, I want y'all to check out this documentary called The Last Chance U. And these are cats that used to be in a D1 university and they're basically getting a second chance, right? Top recruits. But they just knuckleheads. They couldn't get it together. And it's a good documentary. It's on the second season right now. And it's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. I follow some of these cats on Twitter just to see how they progress and see what college or university they got accepted into, back into. And yeah, I need y'all to go check that out. It's on Netflix, The Last Chance U. And that's it, man. So I also want y'all to do this. Go bother Jamie Mac and tell that nigga to bring his sports show back and make it consistent. You know what I mean? This is your boy BTG. This was my opinion. And my opinion is better than your fact. F your J.